Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 2 Peter 3:8 to 12. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 8 to 12. But you must not forget this one thing, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord is not really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. But the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and the very elements themselves will disappear in fire, and the earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment. Since everything around us is going to be destroyed like this, what holy and godly lives you should live, looking forward to the day of God and hurrying it along. On that day he will set the heavens on fire, and the elements will melt away in the flames. My theme for reflection is living toward the future God has promised. Living toward the future God has promised. If you have ever waited for someone who said, "I am on my way," you know how waiting changes behavior. You stop starting big projects. You keep checking the door. And you leave with one eye on the clock. Waiting is never neutral. It shapes how we live in the present. That simple human experience opens a window into Peter's urgent message in 2 Peter 3:8 to 12. The problem Peter faces is not just theological doubt but moral drift. Some believers have begun to wonder whether Christ is really coming at all. Everything seems to carry on as it always has. And when the future feels empty or uncertain, the present easily becomes careless. If nothing is coming, why restrain desire? Why struggle for holiness? Why resist injustice or self-indulgence? Peter's response is not to offer a calendar, but to reframe reality. He reminds his readers that God's time is not ours. What feels like delay is not forgetfulness or weakness. With the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The apparent slowness of God is not indifference, it is mercy. God is not eager to destroy, but patient, desiring repentance rather than ruin. The future is delayed not because God has abandoned righteousness, but because God is making room for grace. Yet, Peter is equally clear. Mercy does not cancel judgment. God's righteousness means that evil does not have an unlimited lifespan. What corrupts, exploits, and deforms life will not endure forever. The world as it is, fractured, violent, unjust, it's not the world as it will be. Peter uses dramatic language of fire and dissolution to make a theological point. What is incompatible with God's goodness cannot remain. The goal is not annihilation for its own sake, but a new creation in which righteousness dwells. This vision is not unique to Peter. The prophet Isaiah had already imagined such a future. "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind." Isaiah 65:17. God's judgment is always in service of renewal, and God's future is always oriented toward life. The crucial question then is not how exactly the end will come, but how we live while waiting. Peter presses this home sharply. If everything will be exposed, purified and transformed, what kind of people ought we to be? Waiting for Christ is not passive resignation, it is active formation. The future pulls the present toward itself. To believe that righteousness will one day fill creation is to begin practicing righteousness now. As Kierkegaard once observed, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. Peter might add, faith lives forward toward God's promised future, allowing that future to judge and reshape the present. Expectation of Christ's coming is inseparable from integrity of life. This is why Peter links hope with holiness, not perfection, but direction, not fear, but seriousness. To scoff at the future is to loosen moral anchors. To trust God's coming is to live with purpose, restraint, kindness, and love. The waiting itself becomes transformative. For Christians today, surrounded by cynicism and moral exhaustion, Peter's message remains unsettling and hopeful. Evil will not win by endurance. Injustice does not get the last word. God's patience is not permission to drift, but an invitation to change. The future God has promised is already pressing in on us, asking to be anticipated in how we live, love, and choose. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where have I been tempted to live as though nothing is coming, and how has that shaped my choices? Number two, what would it look like for my daily life to reflect confidence in God's promised future of righteousness? And now our practical exercise for the day. Choose one habit, speech, consumption, relationships, or use of time, and intentionally align it with the future you believe God is bringing, even if it costs convenience now. Righteous and patient God, we confess that waiting is hard and hope sometimes grows thin. Teach us to live not by cynicism, but by trust, not by indulgence, but by love. Shape our present by your promised future. And make us people whose lives point toward the world you are bringing. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.